Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mike.
It is the fall. We're into all kinds of political turmoil. From a medical perspective, things sort of chug along. You doing okay? You're back in Georgia from Michigan?
Yep, we are. We dodged the Hurricane Michael, which just came through last night, but it went a little bit south of Athens. They had forecast tropical storm winds in Athens today, but it's a beautiful day. We got lucky, but unfortunately, other parts of Georgia didn't.
Let's talk about our first poem. It is one that focuses on hypertension. Just a reminder that hypertension, much more common in older adults than it is in youngers. And it's enormously prevalent. I mean, we're talking about 80% of people over the age of 65. So this is a common problem, seems to be when you get to 80%, it's considered a normal part of aging. In the U.S., for example, hypertension is defined as 130 millimeters over 80. If you use that definition, I do know that that's a bit controversial these days. It's observed in 76% of the population. Unfortunately, hypertension control rates tend to be a little bit lower in older Americans, perhaps because of insurance, perhaps because they have to pay for their own medicine, perhaps because they don't visit the doctor and get diagnosed. So it is something that we want to pay attention to and we want to treat. Isolated systolic hypertension often has been defined as greater than 160. However, using that definition from the American College of Cardiology last year, it means that there's an enormous, maybe even higher percentage of people existing with isolated hypertension than in the past. The question is, does any of this make any difference? And if we treat hypertension and our goal is obviously always to use some sort of monotherapy, it's obviously easier to take one pill than it is to take two. What does the long-term difference make, particularly with a focus on POEMS? You found one that was published in Age and Aging. It was published this year, 2018. It starts on page 545. It attempts to answer the question, is lower systolic blood pressure associated with better outcomes in elderly patients who take antihypertensive medicines? Mark, it's sort of an interesting study. What did they find?
Yeah, I just got back from De Nederlands, as they say in De Nederlands. I was in Utrecht, and this is a study from Leiden, which is not too far away. Of course, nothing's too far away in the Netherlands. There were 570 residents, and they were all at least 85 years old, and some had hypertension, some didn't. They all lived at least 3 months, so they eliminated folks who were near death, basically. And this was a cohort study. They followed these folks over time. But like I said, half were taking antihypertensive medications. Those patients were also somewhat more likely, quite a bit more likely, to have other comorbid cardiovascular disease, about twice as likely as those who weren't taking antihypertensives. During a five-year follow-up period, about half of these very old participants died. For those taking an antihypertensive, all-cause mortality was significantly higher with decreasing systolic blood pressure. So the hazard ratio was 1.9 for every 10 millimeters of lower systolic blood pressure. For those who weren't taking antihypertensives, there wasn't any association between systolic blood pressure and all-cause mortality. And they also found that the patients taking antihypertensives had more rapid cognitive decline with lower systolic blood pressures. Certainly, this argues against overly strict control of blood pressure in the very old. I think that's sensible. I think it makes reasonable sense, based on what we know. I think there are people arguing for more aggressive control of even in the very old based on the SPRINT results, which did have some patients over 75. But, this would certainly argue against it. There's a lot of ping pong going on with these guidelines and with the blood pressure targets. For now, I think, I'm still hesitant to target 130 over 80, except perhaps those people with known heart disease or at extremely high risk and who don't have diabetes. That was the SPRINT population. Otherwise, I'm still sticking with 140 over 90 as the target, and particularly for these more frail older patients.
Right. So again, this issue of over-treatment, I think what you're suggesting is that even with cognitive decline, perhaps the physiologic response as there's hardening of the arteries is to get a bigger head of steam up to make sure that the pressure is high enough to
perfuse, brain. Yeah.
I wonder where all of this is going to end. How much of this is really driven by pharmaceutical companies and those that are making a profit?
You know, I think it's probably more a matter of intellectual conflict of interest and perspective than it is financial conflict of interest. I mean, the scientists who ran the SPRINT study also led the guideline panel from the cardiologists. Cardiologists have a more narrow focus on cardiovascular disease and disease-oriented outcomes. Primary care physicians maybe are a little more likely to look at the whole picture and what's good for the patient in general and what are the other impacts of more aggressive hypertensive therapy. And I think the thing I disagree with most is taking the results from a fairly narrow population of very high-risk persons and people with known heart disease, and then extending it to pretty much everybody, yeah, which is what the ACC guidelines are trying to do. So that's where my big disagreement is with them.
Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again next week.
Sounds good.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.